Well, happy Mother's Day to you. As we talked, me and Brother Kyle, we decided he would keep plowing through Hebrews, and I might just do a little Mother's Day exhortation for you today. So, in light of Mother's Day, if you would turn to Proverbs chapter 31. The book of Proverbs chapter number 31. While you're turning, I want to begin by saying, if you are a mother here today, then you have been blessed by God.
That's right.
Psalm 127 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the womb, the fruit of the womb a reward."
Amen.
Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. Children are a gift. So if you're a mother, you've been blessed with a gift today. If you are the mother of children who have been regenerated and saved by the power of God, you have doubly been blessed by God.
Amen.
Proverbs 23:24 says that the father, and we could insert the parents of the righteous, will greatly rejoice. He who parents a wise son will be glad in him.
Amen.
If you have a mother who's been regenerated, who's been saved by the power of God, you are also blessed by God.
Amen.
Proverbs 20, verse 7, "The righteous who walks in integrity, blessed are his children after him." If you're the parent, if your parent has been saved, you are a blessed person.
Amen.
And if you're none of the above, but your mother or your mother was derelict maybe in her duty before God, maybe your father and mother both, but you're a believer, you're a blood-bought sinner saved in the name of Jesus, then God has become your father.
Amen.
Psalm 27:10, "For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in."
Amen.
Love that verse. This is where adoption comes from. The Lord adopts criminals to be His children.
Amen.
So even you have a place in the economy of God. You're adopted by God. And here in Proverbs 31, we see what's commonly known as the excellent wife here in Proverbs 31. But we could call her today, how about the excellent mother in Proverbs 31? How to be an excellent mother. Let's look at this section here as we walk through. In verse number 1, he talks about the oracles his mother taught to him, the words of King the Mule. And this basically is a mother teaching her children what is good and what is right. So the mother is teaching the oracles of God to the children. So the mother must know God, must know the Scripture, and the mother teaches the children the oracles of God. That's our beginning context in verse number 1. And so she teaches him basically what kind of a wife he should be looking for. That's one of the things a mother teaches her son. Let me describe the woman you need. And so this is the excellent wife. This is the excellent mother as well. Here in Proverbs 31, in verse number 11. Drop down there with me and notice a few things about her. Number one, her character as a wife. The blessed woman, her character as a wife in verse 11. "The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain." The husband is not jealous or suspicious of this woman. Why? Because he trusts her. This is a trustworthy woman, and because she's trustworthy in character, her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She's called a manager of the home. Titus calls her a worker at home, and because she's a worker and manager of the home, her husband has no lack of gain because she seeks to serve her husband. It's a beautiful picture here. Verse 12, "She does him good and not harm all the days of her life, through the good times and the bad." She takes care of her husband. She advances the reputation of her husband also. Drop down and look at verse 23 and look at what he says about her. "Her husband is known in the gates." Well, how is he known in the gates? She advances the reputation of her husband. Listen, ladies, this helps him to be the man that he needs to be. It gives him what Ephesians 5:33 says is respect. Women need to respect their husband. And a mother who does this to a father puts a good example for the children, right? A mother respects her husband. Women need love as a priority. Men need respect as a priority. She does this. This is what she does. Notice number two, her devotion as a homemaker. This excellent mother, this excellent wife, her devotion as a homemaker, this is her priority. Verse 13, "She seeks wool and flax and she works with willing hands." Notice the term willing hands. So this act of hers, this work of hers, comes from her heart. She's willing to serve. She's willing to work. Verse 14, she's like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She provides variety, which is expressed through creativity. One of the greatest things about my wife is she can cook a whole bunch of stuff. Amen? She produces a variety through creativity. That's a blessed man. I'm a blessed man. Amen? This is the excellent wife, the excellent mother. This is a constant hard work attitude that's expressed here in the text. Notice next in verse number 15. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maid. This woman gets up early to take care of her house. She rises while it's still dark and provides food for her household. You know, we've asked the question before and tried to answer it from the Bible. It's a good question to ask. Is a wife allowed, based on God's word, to work outside the home? Well, it's not forbidden, and it could be indicated here, verse 16, verse 24, you could indicate that. But it's never, listen, at the expense of failing to take care of her home, but always in line with providing for her home, not trying to establish herself as independent of her husband. In other words, the home is the priority. So if it takes priority away from the home, then God says no. But if you can do it and still make the home a priority, so be it. Because this woman is able to do it. And especially if you have small children, the maximum effort should be put forth to be a stay-at-home mother nurturing the children. That's why God gave them to you, not to the state or to anybody else. They need you. They need you. Verse 16, notice what she does. She considers a field and she buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She's working. She even could work, maybe even have some wisdom outside the home there. Verse 17, she dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She goes down to the gym and takes care of her body. She dresses herself with strength. She makes her arms strong. She takes care of herself. This is not for self-glory, but it's to better contribute to her husband and her children and her home. You need strength and stamina to do that. That's why she does it. Verse 18, she perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. What she does is profitable, and it extends even throughout the evening. Verse 15 says she gets up early. Verse 18 here says she stays up late, taking care of her home. She puts her hand to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. Verse 21, she's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She's not afraid of bad times. She says, my house will be ready for bad times. She's not worried about that. She plans for her family's well-being. And because of this, she's ready. She's ready. Verse 22, she makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. She dresses nice. She takes care of herself. Now, number 3, notice her generosity as a neighbor. Her generosity as a neighbor. Verse 20, she opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hand to the needy. She's personally involved with helping people in need. This means she's a compassionate woman. A godly mother, a godly wife, will be a compassionate, loving neighbor. Number 4, her influence as a teacher. In verse 25, strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. It's a strong personal character. She's dignified. She has class. She has virtue. She rises above all others. And notice what it says she does. She laughs at the time to come. She smiles at the future, in other words. She has no worry or fear because she's following God and she's living by His definition of what makes her valuable. Right? The world has a definition for you, ladies, that will tell you how to be valuable, and it's a bunch of garbage.
Right.
You're not free, and you can't laugh at the time to come and smile at the future if you're living by the world's standard. This woman lives by God's standard.
Right.
She looks and says, what God says is valuable, I live that way, therefore I smile at the future. I laugh at what comes, because I'm trusting in the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Verse 26, she opens her mouth with wisdom. She knows how to put knowledge into practical ability. She teaches wisdom. The teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She speaks the truth, but she does it in love. Her character here grants her credibility. You know, children maybe have a hard time obeying sometimes. You ever had that before? If your children have a hard time obeying, you know, it might be good to look at that they might perceive a flaw in the character that need to be corrected that might give you more credibility. They can see those flaws. Her character gives her credibility. So when she disciplines the children, listen and obey. Number 5, her blessedness as a mother. Look in verse 27. She looks well to the ways of her household. She does not eat the bread of idleness. She's not lazy. Idlers and gossips, busybodies, they say what they should not. She doesn't spend her time wasting her time doing that. Verse 28, her children, they rise up and they call her blessed. Her children praise her. Her husband also, watch this, and he praises her. If you have an excellent wife, you need to brag about her. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 23 says, because of her hard work behind the scenes, her husband is known in the gates. Well, here, he then takes the opportunity where she's advanced his reputation on the stage of influence, and he turns right around and uses the opportunity that she gave him to praise her and lift her up. In other words, she makes him known, and he uses that opportunity to say, look at what happened behind the scenes that helped me to be successful. And he praises his wife. Verse 31, give her the fruit of her hands, let her works praise her in the gates. And number 6, her excellence as a saint. Her excellence as a saint. All of this is vanity if you're not a Christian. You have to know the Lord. Look in verse 29. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. In verse 30, charm is deceitful, beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord, she is to be praised.
Amen.
Beauty goes away.
Amen.
Charm is deceitful. It'll all go away one day. The fire will test your work. But if you fear the Lord, that is praiseworthy. Your face and your features don't mean much. They're all in vain if you don't fear the Lord. Peter tells us, don't let the adorning be external. Let it be internal by the quietness, gentle and quiet spirit of the heart. God says that's precious. Verse 31, give her the fruit of her hands. Let her works praise her in the gates. This is the excellent wife. This is the excellent mother. If you have this, you're blessed. If you're not this, you need to become this. Amen? And bless your children. Thank you for being a mother to your children. Thank you all that are here. I want to thank my wife for being a mother to my children. She's the greatest. And I want to thank my mother for all she did with me for when I grew up. Mothers are important. Amen?
Amen.
If you have small children, you need to follow this outline and they will be blessed. Amen. Lord, thank you for the day you've given to us. Thank you for this great Mother's Day. Thank you, Lord, for the instruction of your word that tells us. You don't leave us in the dark, Lord. You tell us what is excellent, what is beautiful, Lord. Help us, Lord, to instruct mothers and help them to be able to laugh at the time to come, to smile at the future because they trust in you. Because their works, Lord, will take care of themselves. They will not have to defend themselves, Lord. Their actions, their works, will do that for them. I pray that all the women here will rise up to be exactly what you've called them to be, Lord, by your grace and for your glory. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.